Thank you, Dan. I think what you've learned so far is that we're a bunch of wretches, that we are, and we are definitely sinful. And that's okay, because that's why Jesus died. I'm going to briefly just, you know, tell you what I believe and why I believe it. The cross to me is everything. Because without the cross, I wouldn't have a relationship with the Father. Because there would be no reconciliation. Without the cross, I wouldn't have forgiveness. And without forgiveness, I wouldn't be saved. Without the cross, I wouldn't have freedom. Because there'd be no redemption. I am no longer a slave to my sin. I am no longer a slave to my past. I am no longer a slave to my sinful nature. I am no longer a slave to anything that used to have rights over me. I am free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Galatians 5:1. Therefore, let us walk in that freedom. And then it says in verse 13, and do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature, but rather serve one another in love. You see, the cross is an act of love. It's God's divine love displayed to man, where Jesus Christ hung on a cross. And it is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who believe, it's everything. It's life, it's salvation, it's forgiveness, and it's freedom. It's victory. Victory over sin. Why? Not because of anything we could ever do. Not because we deserve it, or because we have a great smile, or because we are kind, or because we've been good. Because as you can see, we're all a bunch of wretches. All because of his grace. It's all his grace. It's not because we were smarter than other people. It's because God chose us before the foundation of the world. And he saved us through the power of the cross. So I'd like you to stand with me. And I'd like you to pray with me. A prayer of thanksgiving. To thank him because we are unworthy. To thank him because we are undeserving. To thank him because we don't deserve what he's given us. It's by his grace that he has set us free. And then we're going to sing Victory in Jesus. And I just want you to sing it to God like he was standing right here in front of you, because he is. He's right here. And what we have is victory because of what Jesus has done for us. Because he hung on the cross. And like Doug said, it's not the cross itself. It's about who was on the cross and why he went to the cross. So will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we come to you, God, in total humility, acknowledging that we are unworthy. God, we are your unworthy servants who don't deserve mercy, who don't deserve grace, who don't deserve forgiveness. And yet you in your mercy and grace has reached out to us. You saved us. You called us. And God, you are changing us from the inside out. You are at work in us in order to work through us, to touch the people around us for your glory. God, for your namesake, for your eternal purposes. God, we are so grateful. So grateful for the cross, for your son, for the freedom we have. God, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. God, we are more than conquerors because you gave your life for us. Neither death nor height nor anything in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That love that he displayed on the cross, God, that love that he gave when he shed his blood. That love that was for us, that has brought us victory and freedom in his name. We love you, Lord. We praise you. God, we ask that you would use us as vessels for honor and glory because of all that you've given for us. We lift you up and we love you. And we are grateful tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.